You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's no secret that advertising is a huge part of our day-to-day lives, even when we're not actively consuming. And concerningly, it seems many children are now frequently exposed to the oversaturation of brands and marketing in our lives. A new study has found kids are exposed to 554 brands a day, which is almost one brand every 60 seconds. The study, conducted by researchers at the University of Otago, is the first to look at children's exposure to marketing on a daily basis. This morning, I spoke with Associate Professor Leah Watkins, who co-led the study. So it's great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So this study is the first bit of research to show us just how much advertising kids are exposed to these days. So first of all, how did you execute this study?
So we collected the data by asking children of intermediate age, so 11 to 13-year-olds, to wear a camera. So it was placed around their neck, so about this tight, and the camera captures an image every 7 seconds of exactly what they are seeing. So it's about 180 degrees in front of them that it captures.
What are the main results that we can see? So where are kids seeing the most advertising and branding?
So I think what we can see, I mean, for me, one of the most important things is just getting the big number of how many they are seeing. And we were interested in that from a sort of, I guess, a more planetary health perspective. So not what are children being encouraged to consume, but just that they're being encouraged to consume full stop. So some of my work has been around how we socialise children as consumers, and the ethics of marketing to children, and how children develop advertising literacy. And so a lot of that literature recognises that it's not just about what we are advertising, but the fact that we are encouraging sort of the development of very materialistic attitudes and just a desire for things. So we wanted to know about that big number, that pervasiveness. And then within that, we wanted to know specifically what are the children seeing or what's being targeted to them in different environments. And surprisingly, they were seeing a lot in school. Now, obviously, that's because they spend a lot of time in school, but we were surprised just how much they were seeing in that environment. Obviously, their retail environments are exceptionally cluttered, but they don't spend a lot of their time in those environments. And a lot is what they're seeing at home. So that is obviously product labelling and also what they're seeing on screens.
Obviously, with this study being kind of the first in its field, would you be able to tell us if this is kind of a concerning increase in advertising that's aimed towards children?
As you say, we don't have a benchmark study to compare the numbers to, so I can't say definitely that it is increasing, but certainly the literature recognises that marketing is, and specifically marketing to children, is becoming more pervasive. So there are more mediums, there are different techniques, and I definitely think it's fair to say that children are exposed to a lot more marketing than they were, say, 10 or definitely 20 years ago.
And would digital technology play a role in this increase in advertising?
Yes, absolutely. The digital environment is one that I think we need a lot more research into. Obviously, it's difficult to measure, and in our own study, that's one of the limitations. We could sometimes see what the children were seeing on screen, but obviously it depended the camera angle and the lighting and things like that. So certainly it's an underestimation of what they're seeing online. And for that reason, we have just started a pilot study that will use software that they download onto their various devices that will be able to give us a much more accurate picture of what they're seeing online. And I think the online environment's interesting for several reasons. One, obviously, that they're spending a lot of their time on devices, so it's the number of ads, but also it's the nature of them, because obviously the social media environment is not regulated in the same way that, for example, billboards and television are subject to advertising standards. So I think what the products that they're seeing will be different. And also, of course, it's the style of advertising on social media. And we know that at that age, children are still developing their general media literacy and their advertising literacy. So arguably, they're more susceptible to that type of advertising. They recognise television. They're able to be critical about what they're seeing. But the same may not be true in a social media environment.
And this increased susceptibility of young people, it obviously plays a role in overconsumption. What other societal impacts that are potentially negative should we be worried about?
I think there's that big societal issue, which is the drive for overconsumption. There's the personal health and public health issues around what they are being targeted with, so those harmful products. And we defined harmful as alcohol, tobacco, gambling, and non-core foods. So those are foods that the World Health Organization recommends are not marketed to children. Things like sugary drinks, anything that has a nutrient profile that, you know, we would not be encouraging consumption of. So I think we need to think about regulation around harmful products. And also we need to think about, are there spaces in society that should be free of marketing? And, for example, schools. So, obviously, as I mentioned, we're seeing a lot of exposure in school. And the literature around that does already highlight the ethical concerns around children in school. They're a captive audience. They're a vulnerable audience. And also there's some kind of implicit endorsement when they see an ad in school. So I think it's important to have discussions about specifically what are they seeing and do we want to put some regulation around that.
Your study also looked at the impact of advertising in specific socioeconomic areas, for example. So how could marketing kind of exacerbate the inequities that already exist in society?
Yeah. It was definitely concerning for us to see that. It is a small sample, so we can't say anything categorically here, but certainly the trend was that in the lower socioeconomic households, and we used the measure of the NZDEP measure, that the children were seeing more unhealthy marketing. So there was no difference in terms of the total number that they were seeing, no significant differences, but the nature of that marketing was different. And as you say, that's really concerning. You know, we know that some of these health issues, so gambling harms, obesity, etc., these we're worried about anyway in these within these socioeconomic groups. And so if they are disproportionately being targeted, with perhaps not being targeted as such, but just that their environments are such that they are exposed to more of that type of marketing, then again, I think that's an important discussion to be had.
That was Associate Professor Leah Watkins speaking to me about a recent study showing the pervasiveness of advertising in the day-to-day lives of children.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.